This is audio clip B for the Dartmouth Greenway round walk route. At the bottom of the steps into the wood here, an array of woodland plants on each side of the path tees you up for the rich stretch of woodland to come. Here's the golden saxifrage, a low-growing plant with roundish leaves surrounding clusters of little yellowy-green flowers. Golden saxifrage loves damp places and is often an indicator of ancient woodland. This is because it spreads slowly and likes the shade, which means it probably wouldn't be here like this if it was a younger wood. Also here are lords and ladies, or the cuckoo pint, with glossy spade-shaped leaves. It has a poker-like protrusion for a flower wrapped in a pale green cowl, and later in the season berries that turn from green to orange, then red. Dog's Mercury is a low, deep green plant with pointed oval leaves and tassels of green flowers. Hemlock Water Dropwort, meanwhile, is another great lover of the damp, with leaves like overgrown celery or parsley and umbrella-like heads of white flowers. It has the dubious distinction of being the most poisonous plant in Britain. You're on the edge of Long Wood here, which is an ancient woodland in good health. Beneath the high canopy of trees, hazel, holly and oak saplings grow, along with honeysuckle. This fragrant climbing plant rambles about the woodland floor on thin woody stems with oval leaves and exquisitely scented flowers. It's a boon to woodland wildlife as butterfly larvae eat the leaves. The flowers nourish moths and bees, and its fruits are an important food for songbirds. Look out for the scorch marks in an area of Long Wood, burnt in a fire started by a spark from the steam train in 2010.